a TV weatherman who would say, hey, there's something wrong with the weather. Now, this is not exactly the norm. You just don't go out and find TV weathermen who are saying what Scott is saying. So I am curious, how did you get here? What was the process involved in getting on this program to probably make life hard for yourself?
Well, I hope it doesn't make hard. What it could do is put us all out of work. If you think about it, if things are as advanced as I now believe they are, you could have your forecast show up in your mailbox Sunday night for the entire week, and by Saturday have it 95% to 99% accurate.
You think it is that manipulated?
Yep, I really do. I really, really do. And how I came to that conclusion was several years in the making, and just exploring other anomalies that showed up first within radar, because we get these flashes and blooms.
Oh, I know. Let's back up a little bit. I want to know how you got here. I mean, did you... You began a website. I don't think you've written a book yet that I'm aware of.
Oh, no. Okay.
But you're a weatherman, TV weatherman. So how do you get from there to Coast to Coast AM?
Very quickly. It happened in about 3 months' time, Art.
Okay.
3 months' time. It happened just that rapidly.
There must have been a first step, something you did that got somebody's attention.
I had written Art, what's his name, George Urie, his urban survival site.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a little article about whether there was an imprint within the hurricanes or an intentionality within those hurricanes that affected Florida this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote back and said I believe there was, and then presented some images showing examples of this scalar imprint in the clouds, in the radar, and so forth. And he posted a page, and it has just snowballed since the second week of October.
Okay.
So it's happened very, very quickly.
All right. So is this all a result of a question that was asked of you that began this line of investigation, or were you on it before that?
I was on it before. I was definitely on it before. I had received emails from people asking about contrails. I had received pictures of odd things in the sky that you try to blame on the mountains. They're mountain wave clouds. Oh, they're this, or there's some kind of lenticular thing. But they didn't fall into those categories of clouds.
How do they not? Well, okay. The weather is an extremely complex system, I suppose, only explained by somebody who understands chaos theory or something.
And that's what you have to start with, is the randomness of nature.
Yes.
And then you see the imprints or the local effects of the mountains, the orographics. So we would see lenticular clouds on mountaintops, and then the echoes downstream out in the open valleys. But clouds were showing up with resonances that did not match the local terrain. Nowhere close. And even these lines would suddenly jump a half a resonance. And then where one line would end, the next one would start at basically that exact width next to it. So it's like taking four fingers and taking three and then trying to interlock them.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed the hand of man in a natural process.
And you think this is some kind of scalar technology?
There are probably other technologies that are capable of playing within the skies, but I think this is the one that is the most prevalent. And who and where and when, you know.
That was about where I was going to go. In other words, do you imagine this to be a product of something like HARP that originates on ground in Alaska? Is it a product of something being manipulated by satellite? There have been a lot of rumors of that. What do you think?
I think all are a possibility. I think we have to consider all of those options. HARP is, from my understanding, it's one antenna. And what we're looking at in the sky is a resonance or the interference patterns of many. I mean, ultimately, many, many happening simultaneously. So I believe it's far more advanced than just simply HARP. That's a wonderful toy, and I'm sure they're having fun playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
possibly satellite. The Russians have bragged they can control weather, perhaps the path of a cyclone or even the creation of a cyclone by satellite.
Well, let's take them at the word and say they can. Let's take them at their word. Because you look at the storms, And as these hurricanes tend to spin up and approach a certain velocity, almost to the limit of what the atmosphere can handle, because it looks like they're being spun up again towards Category 5 and beyond, or very close to that limit, they're revealing bars, solid lines crossing the eye walls in an exceptionally high shear environment.
I did see some really weird things with some of the hurricanes that were approaching Florida. Some of the oddest things happened. For example, it actually stopped at one point, and I can't remember. It might have been in the Gulf of Mexico. I'm trying to recall. This last hurricane season, one hurricane stopped in front of an island.
There were so many.
And just made a lateral path and then took off again, as though it was so odd.
It was on a schedule. It needed to stop there and was waiting for the next, you know, wavelength, the next trough coming in from the western U.S. as it approaches the mid-Atlantic. Okay, let's start this hurricane up. We can have it catch this incoming cold front so we can rain out.
Yeah. I agree with you. It very much looked manipulated. But the next question, of course, is why anybody would manipulate hurricanes, spool them up to near Cat 5, and then head them into land where they're going to do a tremendous amount of damage. If we have control of the weather, then why are we controlling it to our detriment? Or is it not we that are under control?
It obviously must not be we.